Welcome to ATS Mix.
And I think until you start asking questions, you know, you're just going to buy whatever's offered to you on the 6 o'clock news.
ATS Mix.
This isn't a talk show, it's a freak show.
From AboveTopSecret.com.
I'd also be skeptical of the people who are out there selling conspiracy theories.
The Internet's most popular conspiracy theory discussion board. ATS Mix. From AboveTopSecret.com.
In the name of Christ, just let us in!
Starts now.
And welcome one and all. It is the ATS Mix Show. Show episode 69. I am Johnny Anonymous.
And I am his partner, Dave Rabbit. And welcome to this very special show. And you know, this is what's amazing to me, John, is that this is number 69.
Yeah. I wonder if there's a conspiracy with that in you being the first termer 69.
I don't know. You know, it was a great number in high school. You know, I used to love 69 in high school.
I bet you did.
Sorry.
That's all right. Well, you know, I'm kind of sad, though, because this is kind of the end of the era. This is our last ATS Mix show.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, it's been 69 great ones, including this one, not counting special editions. And I'm really sad, John. I really am.
And I thought we were doing so well. You just recently got through doing a wonderful interview with a well-known show.
The infamous Opie and Anthony from the Opie and Anthony show from New York City. Yeah.
Yeah. In fact, they had talked about it the day before pretty much all through the show. And I thought that was kind of neat.
Yeah, and it was really kind of freaky because I got this this little thing on MySpace that said, hey, this is Eric so-and-so with Opie and Anthony, and I'm going, okay. You know, I get people always want to interview me. You know? I didn't know how big a deal these guys were, and then, you know, started talking to them, started finding out that, you know, these guys are Howard Stern's biggest competition.
Oh, is that right? I didn't know that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Their logo says Own Howard. Own Howard. I love that part
of it. So they are known as, like, the controversial term shock jocks?
Yeah. Yeah, they are. They really are. They've had their own share of being banned from terrestrial radio, and XM took them off for, I think, a week because of something they said, and they had an uproar.
Did they use the word booger?
They think they used more than booger. But there was such an uproar that the fans, XM fans, actually got them back on satellite radio because they created such hell. And even the advertisers started giving XM radio hell. It was an amazing story.
I know that there are a lot of people that probably didn't get a chance to listen to that Opie and Anthony show. But by chance, we happen to have some clips of it. So what do you say we listen to a little bit of the setup before you actually came on for your interview?
All right, great. Let's give it a listen.
And today I bring to the show a radio show from 1970. It's just stuff I've had in boxes for a very, very long time. And I found this wow, it's Dave Rabbit. Well, this tape is what, 37 to 38 years old? No, he's got to be
late
50s,
1970.
Well, maybe.
Is 37 years ago.
So he could have been 20.
Okay, I suppose
The youngsters were going to Vietnam, so.
I think he's like 59.
All right, that's about right. All right, let's call him right around 60. And he's just doing a show for the guys in the field, and these guys are listening on their little transistor radios, wondering if they're going to survive the day.
Yeah.
Through some creative trading, he got some equipment and was renting a room in the back of a whorehouse in Vietnam. And they tiled the studio with these 1-inch tiles and mattresses so to kind of deaden the sound so you wouldn't hear all the sex going on around while they were broadcasting.
He did bits, simple bits, but it was called A Message from the Latrine Walls, giving you information.
During the night, we're going to be reading some of the things off of latrine walls around the Republic of Vietnam. One of them. While I'm home, my wife is my right hand. While I'm away, my right hand is my wife. Crooked from the Big 69.
And the Who.
The Who. The Black Opera Tommy. Pinball Wizard.
How cool is that?
As you just blast in a 50 cal over a trench.
Right.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Wonderful.
You know, it sounded like they were pretty enamored with you, Dave, even before your interview.
Well, you know what was weird about this is once I realized that it's they're legit, you know, yeah. Then I find out that they've already started playing it. And I mean the absolute number of hits that our sites had when this thing started was just outrageous. I mean, it just went through the ceiling.
I think I recall one member from AboveTopSecret.com mentioning how many times they played little bits and skits from your first-termer show, and I think he said it was eight. They played eight clips.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah. I think you're right.
Well, a little later on, they actually brought you on board, and they started the interview, and we've got a little bit of clip of that, and that's what this is right here.
Yes.
Yes. Well, we have an important caller.
Thank you.
All right, I got to interrupt this because we got Dave Rabbit on the phone. Dave.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Opie and Anthony Show. How are you, sir?
Hey, brothers. What's happening?
Well, we've been having a lot of fun playing some clips from your underground radio show from 1970, Saigon, Vietnam.
I love it, brother. I love it. Yeah.
And I got to tell you, I started radio in college, and I was in a fraternity, and this guy Stork and this guy, I think Joe also had it, or I think we might have got it from Joe. Had this tape of you doing first termer, it was called first termer, right?
Yeah, radio first termer. Uh huh.
And we were amazed by this cassette, and no one knew anything about you. No one knew anything about the show, and we would listen to it every once in a while. And then I got a copy of it. I just threw it in a box, and I don't know, 15, 20 years go by, and all of a sudden I'm unloading my apartment. And I find this thing, and I'm like, oh, my God, I used to love this tape. And I brought it on into the show, and we've been playing it and just freaking out about it.
What was it? Were you a pirate station? Were you taking over a signal? How did it actually work?
Well, I mean, Reader's Digest version, it actually started when I was on my second tour in Phan Rang. I was associated with a legal AFVN radio station called Radio Phan Rang, and my roommate, Jim Brookshire, is the one that got me involved as his studio engineer. And as it turned out, when I left that assignment to go to Saigon, we had a rocket attack that morning that I was leaving to go back home on R&R. And a rocket landed in our room, killed Jim.
Wow. Oh,
and, man. You know, if I had been laying there, I'd been dead too. So it really rocked me to my roots. Because this was just a generous, sweet, loving guy that would have, you know, done anything for anybody in humanity. And it was a senseless war to begin with. And the fact that he was taken angered me tremendously. Mm. So when we got to Saigon, my mission was to do something that AFVN was never going to do, or Stars and Stripes. And that was to bring rock and roll to the troops on the front lines. And I'm talking the Army Marines. The guys that were every day lugging through the, you know, all the swamp and the forest and the trees and all that. Mm. And that's what we did. And, you know, it took us 2 months in pre-production just to get everything together to where we could even get on air.
So you decided you couldn't go onto a regular radio station. How did you decide where to broadcast from? I mean, this was done basically from a whorehouse, right?
Yeah. I mean, Pete Sadler, not his real name. Was a frequent flyer at Madame Ho's. And so anyway, he says, I said, we need a place. And we couldn't do it on the base, obviously. I mean, that would have been a little no-brainer. So he says, well, yeah, let's go down to Madame Ho's. And I said, okay, sure, you know. And we met Madame Ho and offered her gave her one of those Vito Corleone things, you know, an offer she couldn't refuse. Basically, was she got to keep the mattresses and all the equipment when we got through. Wow. Kind of barter situation, you know.
Well, they set up the studio by I should just jump in real fast. They set up the studio by lining the room with mattresses and stuff, right, to keep out the outside noises, keep out the moanings that is going on down the hall.
There was a lot of that too, brother.
Yeah.
You know, Dave, something that I've never ever asked you, and now I'm going to.
Okay.
You talked about in that interview that you had to line the mattresses up against the wall. Was there ever any time when some of those sounds still filtered through?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. No question about it. You know, there was a threesome one night. I'll never forget this as long as I live. And we called this guy Cowboy. He was an MP, and he was pretty big guy, like 6'3", 6'4", and he always took Madam's Hose girls two or three at a time, and he liked playing rodeo with them. And and yeah, we had to cut the music up a couple of times when he would be in next door. So yeah.
Well, you know, something I was kind of surprised about that didn't actually get mentioned, or if it did, it completely escaped me and I missed it. But you later went back across the seas over to Iraq this time and started a whole new first termer. I believe you called it the First Termer Iraq Show.
Yeah, September 2006, a new crew, which included my new partner that was kind of like Pete Sadler in Iraq. His name was Charlie Cooper.
Yeah.
And then we acquired the services of the beautiful and talented Nadira, who became our Nugent. We worked on the show for about 2 months before we went out and did the show. And it was very successful. It was, you know, not as successful as the Vietnam, only because of the longevity factor. I mean, you know, 37 years versus 2 years or whatever.
Well, we happen to have a little bit of that. In fact, I've got two clips here. We're going to start off with the introduction to your First Termer Iraq Show.
All right, good.
And now, live from the newly dedicated Rabbit Hole Studios in beautiful downtown Baghdad, ladies and gentlemen, here's your host, Dave Rabbit.
And this is Dave Rabbit, along with my co-host and studio engineer, Charlie Cooper, our beautiful and talented co-host, Nadira, our official camel holder, Will Snyder, our official whore handler, Greg Belding, and to help clean up all the shit that's going to be flying around the show tonight, our local Iraqi gopher, Omar Bin F***ing. All of us here at Radio First Termer Iraq are dedicated to do just one thing: bring you hard acid rock music to blow your minds with, and hopefully a few laughs along the way to make home feel just a little bit closer. Getting us started tonight, Iron Butterfly, Inagata Davida, Radio First Termer Iraq 69, kicking Hajiz and Alibaba's ass, one song at a time.
One song. Yeah, at a
gotta
time.
La vida, babe.
Sorry. That's okay. I'm sorry. I was cracking up there while I was listening to it because that's pretty outrageous. We've got another clip here, which I guess goes a little later on in the show, and I believe this is Charlie Cooper and you. I thought it was kind of interesting and kind of different, so here's that clip.
Thanks, Charlie. We just had a phone call on our satellite phone from your mother. I don't know if you were aware when you saw me step out of the room.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah. She's not very happy with you, Charlie.
When is she ever?
Well, she's not happy because you used the GD word on the previous song, and she wants me to dedicate a song to you.
Oh, really?
By Santana. Evil Waves.
Oh, man. That is some classic stuff there, my friend. Classic stuff. It sounds like you guys had a lot of fun.
It was a lot of work that went into it for a singular show, but it was a 35th anniversary edition, basically, that I wanted to honor all the guys, all the troops in Vietnam that did not come home with us. And I couldn't figure a better way to do it than to honor those that were over there in Iraq.
Well, I think it's only fitting that since we have to go to break right now, that we play one of those original commercial spots that you guys did over there in Iraq. We'll be back right after this.
Coming up on Al Jazeera, aspiring terrorists try their best to show they've got what it takes to blow themselves up and become the next Islamic idol. But they have trouble in front of Judge Simon Towell.
Okay, what's your name and what are you going to do?
My name is Akbar Mohammed and I'm going to blow myself up.
Off you go then.
Allah Akbar!
Oh, come on.
No, wait. Allah Akbar!
This is pathetic.
But it should work. I got the plans off the internet.
No, you're done. Thank you. Next.
Hello. My name is Abdullah Mohammed, and I'm going to...
Yes. Get on with it.
Allah Akbar!
You call that an explosion?
I'm sorry.
A bloody firecracker.
It was all I could find.
A country full of Al-Qaeda, and you can't even come up with some C4.
I know I can do it. I know I have what it takes.
No, I don't think so. Get out. God, who else have we got?
Hello, my name is Mohammed Al-Mohammed Mohammed.
Right, off you go.
Allah Akbar!
Now that's more like it.
That's next time on Islamic Idol, only on Al Jazeera TV.
First came the ATS Mix Show with Dave Rabbit and Johnny Anonymous. Then came the Above Politics Show with Martin Bain and Justin Case. And just when you thought the airways were safe, comes the launch of the newest addition to the Above Network LLC family, the BTS Mix Show. Coming soon, exclusively on BelowTopSecret.com. Deny boredom.
Okay, John, we're getting ready to try this, my first run here with a new dog sled team that I've got, and we're going to see how it goes, and hopefully it'll go fine. I'll be able to get down the hill and come back up the hill, simulating, of course, that we have heavy snows here in Dallas, as I predict. All right, here we go. Okay, boys, here we go. All right, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, yeah, yeah. Yeah! Oh, John, I just see the cat down the way. We're... Oh, no! John! John! The things I do for the show.
Yes, the things you do for the show.
I tell you what's really funny about that. Funny is the fact that, you know, when we first started out doing this show, and I'm still kind of sad that this is our last one, but, well, you know, when we first started out, we really did a lot of crazy stunts just to, you know, kind of, you know, put a little levity and humor and kind of get, you know, get people excited about what we were doing with the ATS Mix, you know?
Oh, yeah. In fact, I'll never forget the one where you took the convertible through the car wash with the top down.
Bunny still is not real happy with Dave.
I bet. You were talking about the creativity part and doing a lot of crazy stuff. We did a number of different intros that we worked weeks on, and there's several that come to mind that are some of my favorites, but I'm just curious. Do you have any favorites in our intros?
I mean, I've got just a ton of them. But, you know, and what I think is really funny is in our early days, how many times we kept trying to do things because, you know, we were just we were laughing our butts off so much that every time we try to start, well, it's like, I tell you what it reminds me of. You know the old Carol, remember the old Carol Burnett show?
Oh, yeah.
You know, and you know how they sit there, they do that skit. The one I love is where they play in the one where it's the, what is that stupid thing where Atlanta burns to the ground and
Rhett Gone Butler's, with the Wind?
Gone with the Wind. You know where they do that? Gone with the Wind, she's got that. the curtains. On her shoulders. But what I really love is Harvey Korman and
Tim Conway.
Yeah, what's his name, the comedian?
Tim
anyway,
Conway.
Yeah, there you go. Tim Conway, and they're having so much fun with it that it took them forever to get through with that bit. You know, and they're doing it live TV basically. So that's kind of the situation with us. So yeah, I there's a lot of things that we did that we had a lot of fun with. Do you have a favorite one, by the way?
I do, and it actually happens to follow that concept of one that we had to do many, many times. In fact, it just got funnier and funnier each time we had to redo it. And here's a little clip of that. And welcome, friends. Yes, that's right. It's time once again for AboveTopSecret.com's ATS Mix Show. I am, of course, Johnny Anonymous.
And I'm Dave Rabbit.
And Dave, what the hell are you doing?
Johnny, you know, we've had a hell of a lot of rain here in Dallas. Hang on one second. Anyway, we've had a lot of rain here in Dallas, and I decided that screw the weather, man. I'm going to build myself an ark.
An ark. Okay. Well,
and if you've ever met our weatherman, you know how it feels.
Yeah, I bet. Do you think I might be able to get you to take a break from building that damn ark, and you may even help me host the show for a little while?
Yeah. Okay, I could use a break anyway. Did you tell them yet what they can expect in this episode, Johnny?
No, my friend, because I was waiting for you.
Ah, how sweet. How nice. How lovely. How peachy keen. You know something? You're just about as sweet a co-host as I could ever have hoped for.
Oh, that's
and
nice.
I want to tell you how sweet you are, brother.
Okay.
Listen, I mean this. No stuff aside.
All right.
I'm cleaning this up for the FCC ratings.
Okay.
I want to tell you how sweet a guy you are. you are so sweet that I have done the ultimate sacrifice. I have made the ultimate sacrifice for our partnership.
Okay.
Just to show you how much I love you, brother.
All right.
I have gone out today and taken out $1 million life insurance policy on your life, making me sole beneficiary. What do you think about that?
I really don't know what to think about that.
Well, wait till you hear the insurance company, Vito Corleone Insurance Agency, your man about town. I have like a 800 number here I can call, and whenever I feel like some of our bits aren't really working,
yeah,
they're going to make you an offer you can't refuse.
I see.
So what do you say, Johnny? Let's get rolling, and I'm going to be gathering up some animals here in just a second, as quick as I can find my whip. Hang on. I've got my whip now. Get over here, you little, you mother. Get over there. Where's my... Get over there, you little dog, you... Buddy! Buddy! Come here! The candle's crapping all over the carpet! Oh, man. Every time I hear that, and what's really funny is when we first, I think that was like show two or three. It was real early when we started ATS Mix. And I remember a lot of the members' comments were, what's he yelling? Honey? Honey? I said, but I was yelling bunny. Right. Bunny rabbit. My wife. Bunny. I was yelling bunny. And, you know, like I said, I mean, we did that so many times. But, you know, here's the thing that we were laughing about, just to give everybody kind of an insider thing. I had all my little props beside me when John and I were doing this bit, and I had this board and a hammer and all this other stuff, and I had me a belt that I was trying to snap to make the syndication or the snapping of, you know, that I was actually beating animals, and this is about the 99th try that we did this, and I had dropped, and we were finally getting through the point where we could actually get through what we were saying. And I had dropped the belt down below me, and I'm reaching down. And that's when I said, so that I can find my whip. And so Johnny started laughing because I hadn't done it right 99 times in a row, you know. And so then I started. So it was crazy. That was so much fun back in the early days. We were really just letting our hair down.
It was.
I loved all that.
You know, there's one thing about all our shows that seems to be constant that runs all through them. I mean, there's rarely a show that I can think of that didn't have you at least going off on a tangent or a rant.
Oh, no, there's got to be some show, John. I mean, that I didn't do a rant.
Well, give me a little while to think about that.
They don't want to get me started on this.
I know.
I think anybody that buys bottled water needs to have their head examined, because it's the biggest BS that I have ever seen on planet Earth. You knuckleheads out there that are paying $2 a bottle for water, gee, give me a break. Go out back, find the biggest piece of wood that you can, and beat the living crap out of him. Now, this is what's going to take place. If he's innocent, all he's going to be is bruised.
Right.
Okay? But if he's not innocent, he will be dead. And that's how you solve the problem, you know? Fill a bathtub full of water, immerse yourself, and then while you have your toaster plugged into the wall, drop it in and see if you can conduct electricity.
And this would be exactly why we had the disclaimer that was mentioned in the earlier part of the
show. I'm just teasing. Please don't try this at home. That Dave Rabbit, my God, that's the reason why Aunt Martha's not alive today. Sorry.
Right. So probably you're saying he may be wearing a new white suit?
Yeah, the one with the really long sleeves.
Well, he's still wearing the Depends, isn't he?
We don't talk about that in public, Dave. Come on.
Now, that's an interesting thing.
Let's lighten things up a little bit and go to 9/11 conspiracies.
Oh, yeah, as if this one's any lighter.
Oh, yeah, let's lighten it up.
Yeah, this one's lighter.
Yeah, let's lighten it up a lot. Let's go to 9/11. That's fun.
Are you a lover of urban legends and folklore, my friend?
I love urban legends and folklore. I can't say it, but I like it. I love science fiction. That's my genre. Yeah, love it.
Well, you know, the cool thing is there was a movie, so you didn't have to read it, because I know you don't.
Well, that's why I love it. The police officers rushed to the scene and arrested the teenager who was just now lighting up a cigarette. And was charged with burglary and sexual abuse of an animal. No comment from the horse was available. Yeah, and kids are smarter nowadays.
Are a lot smarter.
Sharper nowadays. I mean, he may be in kindergarten, but I got news for you. He's no dummy. He's observing his everything, you know?
Right.
And I guess it was a rant. Okay. Getting off my rant about sexual products on TV.
The River Goddess says this. I cannot stop myself from saying this. That if Ann Coulter leaves a bad taste in your mouth, just stop tasting her and it will end with your next toothbrushing. Problem solved.
I guess you noticed there that I had to throw in at least one Johnny Anonymous segment in there.
Okay. I mean, you gave me 17, so I figured 70 to 1 is not a bad ratio.
I guess I did do a little bit of ranting.
Just a few. Besides the ranting, I can recall that you always trying to pull a stunt on me. You were always trying to pull the wool over my head in the first bits of our getting together in our partnership. And then you'd let a couple of weeks go by, and I would think, well, everything's cool. Everything's great. And then you'd pull something out of the hat on me. And I'd be like, what's this all about? In fact, I can remember one particular incident where I had come home from being at a client's place because, it was the nearest place I could go to the restroom. And you gave me a call while I was in the restroom. And what I did not know was that you actually recorded that.
Yeah. Well, basically, the setup was that I wanted to pull a prank on Johnny. I wanted to convince him that we had an interview with Ross Perot, who lives here in Dallas, and I had a pretty elaborate setup, but I didn't know at the time what John was doing.
And here's that clip.
Well, I'll tell you what, how long of a period are we talking about?
I don't know. How many questions do you have for Ross Perot?
Whoa. Jeez.
So, I mean, we can access him anytime we want. So, I mean, if you've got, you know, money to be made, don't not make money because we can get him anytime we want now.
Yeah. Well, and I appreciate that thought. Thank you very much.
And you know, that should have been my clue, my friend, right there.
Right. Yeah.
That this wasn't on the up and up.
That's where I blew it. You know, I mean, well, here's the deal. You know, I mean, Johnny, you know, Dave does this full time as a leap of faith. Johnny has a full time job and does it, you know, and spends every waking hour that he's not at his job doing ATS Mix. But still, Johnny, you know, has a job and that's where his main source of income comes from. So when he starts saying, well, yeah, I'll just take off work, I'm going, oh, God, if he finds out that this is a prank, you know, and he loses $400 or $500. He's going to fly to Dallas and beat the living crap out of me. So, yeah, I was a little concerned at that stage, you know.
So, anyway, he's got it set up pretty well. There's still just an ounce of doubt in my mind, but still, I figured, well, it's possible because, I mean, he had just got through interviewing Jane Fonda, so maybe he does have a connection with Ross Perot. So we started this interview with Ross Perot, and this is where we're asking Ross Perot some questions, and this turned out pretty funny. You'll like this. I'd like to kind of ask, is anybody in the Democratic Party that you like and or dislike?
No and yes.
Okay. And could you elaborate possibly a few on both ends?
Well, there's only one end, and that's a Hillary end. And that's the end of that story right there.
And is that in the pro or con department?
That's in the disabled department. She's kind of lame, that's what you asked me. She's lame.
Disabled department.
Hello, anybody there?
Yeah, we're here, sir. We're taking it all in, sir. We're taking it all in. Well, how about
I didn't think that was funny. I just quoting myself that that's the way it is.
I'm almost afraid to ask. But
go ahead.
Do you think Hillary has a chance to win the presidential election?
Is this being recorded?
We're doing an interview, Ross. Of course it's being recorded.
I thought you quit a long time ago.
Uh, Oh, I got to tell you, Dave, that guy did a really great impression, though, and you had me going. If anything, I was enjoying myself because I couldn't believe how funny Ross Perot was. In fact, if I recall correctly, at one point or another, we actually said, you know, if you decide that you want to give up being a billionaire, you'd make a great comedian.
Yeah. Yeah, this guy was a neighbor of mine, and I kind of conned him into doing it. He's always doing – he does Elvis. He does a few other dead guys, but this was the only live guy he did. But, yeah, and John was a good sport after we – you know, I said that, hey, John, it's just a joke. And then, of course, the joke turned out being on me because John, you know, had already smelled a rat, you know, long ago. But it was a funny show. We had a good time doing it. This guy was really a lot of fun.
I didn't smell a rat. I smelt a rabbit. That's what I smelt. This is kind of a great lead up and segue into this other little bit that I've got, a little clip for everybody here of some of our past interviews, because not only was the fake Ross Perot an interesting person to interview, but we've had some great guests. I mean, we've had Stanton Friedman, Dr. Jesse Marcel, Stuart Swerdlow. We've had a number of great guests, Nick Pope. And so here's some clips of some of our finer, shining moments with these guests.
Thank God.
So what did happen?
Basically, in a nutshell, we have been invaded big time.
Okay, by?
I don't know. I can tell you what they look like.
A lot of times these weapons are designed to be weapons, these robots, right? So
right.
You think about a robot that's going to be in someone's house. Well, clearly you don't want it to accidentally hurt somebody. But what about the ethics whenever you got a robot that's designed to hurt somebody?
He got my mother and myself up. I'd been asleep for several hours, so I have no idea what time it was. But he was excited. He came, got us up, says, I want to show you this. This is something that crashed out there just not too far away from here. And I think, and I believe he used the words flying saucer, but I looked at the floor. There's a lot of this metal foil like debris, some I-beam rods, and some black plastic material.
Universe creates a simulated universe. Within that simulated universe, another civilization will arrive, which will in turn create its own simulated universe. A bit like rabbits breeding, Dave. You know, multiply and multiply.
I can relate to that, baby.
They used younger people in these experiments for mind control and genetic manipulation. And that's basically how I got involved.
Well, how long were you a participant in all this?
Well, overall, including Montauk, it was about 25 years.
Golly. Was this a willing volunteer effort on your part, or were you, they forced you to join, or what?
No, I think I would have rather worked in McDonald's than stuff like there.
Did you guys ever pull any practical jokes, stunts when you were in, you know, school together?
No, I don't remember any practical jokes.
You scientists don't have a sense of humor?
I didn't say he didn't have a sense of humor.
He's on this show, isn't he?
Yeah.
Hey, you got to have a sense of humor to do that.
That's right.
I love that guy.
Oh, Stanton Friedman, man, he's one of a kind. He really is.
Stan the man. Stan the man. I love him, man.
Oh, you're man. Great. I'm so sad. Our last show.
Yeah, it sucks, man. It really does. But, you know, John.
No, it's what, not, Dave? You
know, it's not really our last show.
It's
you know
not.
No. We've been lying to each other all this time. Because
right.
Actually, we're going to come back within the next week. With a whole new concept that we lovingly call Phase 4.
Phase 4.
Sounds scientific, doesn't
it? Yeah. What's going to be kind of special about this is that in the past, we've been doing 2 shows a week. This is going to be a once-a-week show of a 2-hour length.
Yeah, but it's going to be fun because it's really going to get us kind of developing what we're going to do when we go terrestrial.
You love that word, don't you?
I love that word. In fact, I told somebody today, I said, yeah, I said, well, I told my doctor. I know what I was going to tell you.
Right.
I'm always having a lot of fun with my doctor, my MD that I go to for calls or whatever.
Right.
And the nursing staff knows me because I just, you know, have a good time, have a great sense of humor, but I'm always pulling gags on him. So this time.
Imagine that.
I know. But this time, I'm not going to tell his name. But I took all my clothes off and put on one of those little smocks, and put my foot up in the stirrups like he was going to give me a pelvic.
Oh, no. That's a terrible vision in my mind.
He walked in. I'm not kidding. He was laughing so hard. I thought we were going to have to, you know, resuscitate him right there on the spot. He was laughing so hard. Oh, but anyway, as I was telling him as I was getting my clothes back on, that we were going to do a terrestrial. He says, terrestrial? He says, you mean you're going to be in outer space? I said, no, that's extraterrestrial. Terrestrial is just on planet Earth, which, by the way, I never heard that word. Well, I heard the word, but I never heard it referred to what we're going to do in a couple of months, right, until the Amigos said that word to us.
Right. One of the kind of neat features of our doing this once a week show is that we are going to be allowing the members to participate even more so than they have in the past. We've created several new features for them. One, which is the old standby, which is the sound off, which we started off in the early portion of our doing our partnership. Right. We've brought that back. We've also got what the members think, and that is a segment where members can participate by telling what their favorite thread is and talk a little bit about it, and or a current news item that is stuck in their mind that they just want to talk about, that they think is something that needs to get out. And then thirdly, we have Ask Dave and Johnny, which probably could end up being kind of dangerous for us, but this is where the members can participate.
Isn't that where we have to throw in our disclaimer?
Yeah, could be. This is where the members call up, ask Dave and Johnny anything that they want to. Preferably, we hope that it's about something that is current, either a news item or about a thread or about a concept that's being discussed, a conspiracy perhaps. I should mention that all three of these features are currently up on their own separate threads at AboveTopSecret.com in the ATS Mix area. In fact, all you'd have to do is really just type in the little Google search thing. You could type in sound off or what the members think, or ask Dave and Johnny, and it'll take you automatically to that page. The current sound offs that we're doing, that we're going to ask you folks to participate in, is do you think all kids should get flu shots? Because there's been a paper that was drawn up and submitted to the CDC recommending that all children from a very young age, I believe it was like 2 years old to 18 years old, should all be immunized and given flu shots. And then the other sound off subject that we're going to be talking about is on another article that I believe somebody has just recently popped up on AboveTopSecret.com. But you actually sent me a link to this article, and it was about a motivational speaker who is utilizing waterboarding to get his employees.
Crazy. I mean, it's crazy.
To be more productive. You know, that's what they're torturing people with in these prisons, is with waterboarding. So it's a huge controversial subject. We want to hear what you have to say about it, and it's very easy to do so. We have a toll-free number now for you to call. You dial that number. You say what subject that you're going to be talking on. If it's going to be a sound-off, then you'll want to mention the topic, whether it's all kids getting the flu shots or the waterboarding, or if it's for what the members think, or ask Dave and Johnny. And then after you mention those, one of those three, then you want to mention your member's name and then start right in with whatever your thoughts and comments are. We record them, and then we're going to up them onto our show and let the whole world hear what your thoughts are in these three new little featurettes. I think it's going to be pretty exciting, don't you?
Yeah, I do. And what I want to really emphasize with the members is that we really want to get this thing really going like a steamroller, because when we do get to terrestrial radio and we have call-ins, you know, it's very important for the ATS Mix to be successful, as well as to promote our membership, that we have huge membership participation. And although you know, calling in and leaving a pre-recorded thing is not like, you know, what it will be, you know, in several months. Still, it's going to give you the concept of what we're going to try to do to involve the ATS membership in everything that Johnny and I do in the future of ATS Mix.
And I'd like to add also that if you are not a member of AboveTopSecret.com, why not?
Yeah, really. I mean, there's nothing to it. It's free, right. Babe.
It's free. You can't beat that. We are the world's largest conspiracy one-stop shop. So get there, sign in, and then you can participate right along with everybody else. Now, if there happens to be some problem, you know, let's say, well, I know that our international friends from abroad aren't going to really be able to take advantage of that toll-free number. So we thought of that, and we've created another option. And if you go to these threads, any one of them that we've talked about prior, you'll see that there's another option with an email address that you can email us an MP3 and you can post your thoughts by means of an MP3. Please, folks, if you are going to do the MP3, make sure that the quality is at least 128K in quality. That's generally known as the CD quality. So,
right.
Yeah, and that allows it easier for us to be able to do the production work and be able to put it all in. Well, I think that's pretty much it, Dave. I think we've covered everything. We've mentioned what we're going to be doing here in the Phase 4.
I like it, of the
ATS Mix. It's going to be a fantastic 2-hour-long show that we want to involve more of our members in, and we hope you folks will participate. So
and one other thing, John, we want to remind them is, you know, Johnny and I created a lot of things. Some of them kind of crashed and burned because we didn't get a lot of member participation. But if you would kind of go into the ATS Mix information area, and I think also in the studio area, there's a lot of things there. And if any of those things you would think would be neat to resurrect and you would like to participate in, please feel free to U2U Johnny. Don't U2U me, but U2U Johnny. And give him your 2 cents worth on things that you'd like to do. Also, John, we also want to encourage them if they have any ideas that they would like to see us include on the ATS Mix, the new concept.
Yeah, and that would, again, be under the studio section.
Yeah, please go to the studio because that's where we discuss the studio stuff. Please don't put it in the information area because Johnny and I will have to move you.
Yeah, and we're trying to keep all the threads coordinated so that they actually deal with the subject matter of that thread. And also, speaking of the sound off and what the members think and the Askin' Dave and Johnny thread, please do not post your queries or your thoughts in those threads. That's not what it's there for. It's just there to provide some information and provide you the phone number and the email address so that you can then create either A, an MP3 and send it to us, or B, call the toll-free number and leave it on our recorded message so that we can then add it to our show. And and that'll make Dave and I very happy.
Yes, it will. And we're really excited about this. I guess it would be remiss on our part if we didn't thank every member of AboveTopSecret.com, BelowTopSecret.com, and AbovePolitics.com, and all the guests that have created such a stir on Above Top Secret and his sister shows and sister sites the last 10 years of 10. Because without everybody that has been there, done that, and participated, we would not be on the verge of creating history with the ATS Mix show. So for that, to the amigos who have been nothing but supportive of us, we can't thank you all enough, but I guarantee you the best is yet to come.
And with that said, I am Johnny Anonymous.
And I'm Dave Rabbit, and we'll see you next time on the new ATS Mix.
It's actually new and improved.
Good morning, citizen. Your mission, if you choose to accept it, is to go to www.abovepolitics.com. There you will be able to gather up the necessary intel needed to be successfully informed. You'll not only learn what's happening in the U.S., but also in the U.K., Europe, and the world over. We suggest you familiarize yourself with issues such as the economy, military security actions, energy and science, religion, and spiritual influences. It would also be wise to visit the political ideology area to gather up as much information as you can in these areas. General ideology, conservatism, liberalism, socialism, and the moderate. While there, also be sure to check out what others are saying in the Slugfest arena. The intel you gather from Politics of War and the debate forum will be essential in getting into the right mindset on who is a friend or who is a foe. We'd like you to also keep tabs in the candidates area for information as to whom has their sentiments floating either to the right or to the left, as this could prove to be invaluable. I can't stress enough to act in a civil way while at www.abovepolitics.com as to not raise any suspicions as to your true identity and agenda. Good luck with your quest, citizen. This message will now self-destruct.
ATS Mix from AboveTopSecret.com is over.
You've been listening to the ATS Mix with Dave Rabbit and Johnny Anonymous. If you have a comment, suggestion, an opposing view, or would like to participate in a future show of ATS Mix, please contact Dave or Johnny at www.AboveTopSecret.com. The views expressed on ATS Mix do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of the Above Network, LLC, or any of its affiliates. Thanks for listening. You may now reattach your tinfoil hat. We'll be right back.